You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
128-97. Lakers over the Golden State Warriors. Good win for the Lakers tonight. Very, very good win for the Lakers tonight. I was telling Michael in the pregame show that I thought this one might be a tough one. This one might be a battle. Last game the Lakers played against Golden State was a blowout here at Staples, so you thought, okay, Warriors get another shot 2 weeks later at Chase Center, that they would be much more engaged. No, not the case. Lakers blew them out again. So impressive all-around win for the Lakers. I don't like to pay too much attention to what the Warriors, what the standings are, where they're sitting. 20-19 coming off that win against the Jazz yesterday. This is a good win. This is a really, really good win for the Lakers. If you want to be a part of the Pizza Hut Lakers postgame show, 877-710-ESPN. You could tweet me at Alan Sliwa. I'll read some of those tweets here in just a second as far as everybody's thoughts on the game. But this is the main thing that I want to point out here real quick. You got to keep this thing rolling. You got the Minnesota Timberwolves coming up tomorrow, Charlotte after that, Atlanta after that. It's going to be so key for the Lakers to just take advantage of this opportunity. And the advantage, obviously, is some of these matchups that you should be winning. Next three are at home at Staples Center. Let me take a quick phone call here. 877-710-ESPN, Solomon in Lake Balboa. What's going on, Solomon? Thank you for calling in.
Hey, I'm good, Alan. You know, I don't want to put any kind of douse on the flames of tonight's win. I mean, the guys put up some points. That was impressive. But I've had this burning question, and I want to get your response.
Sure.
Lakers are going to have to make a big decision here. Mm-hmm. There's one of two ways they can go. We all know they need a big. Are you going to go and just keep someone functional like a Damian Jones and hold on to your core players? Or are you going to go and try to hit the home run? Because you know if you're going to get Drummond or Hassan Whiteside or even Jared Allen, which of these four players do you want to say goodbye to? Kuzma, KCP, AC, or Harrell?
I appreciate you calling in, Solomon. Let me jump in here. Okay, obviously, I cannot read what Palenka in the front office is going to do, but I wouldn't be too surprised if things are played out the way they were last year, where the Lakers held court. They didn't get rid of Kuzma. They didn't get rid of THT. And they went in and brought in Markieff Morris because they felt like that's the type of player that they needed. I got a feeling Lakers will be patient. We'll see what happens here in the buyout market. Lakers are obviously an incredibly attractive destination. There's a lot of chances for teams like this to, or players like this to kind of resurrect their career and try and chase an NBA championship. So we'll see what ends up happening. I'll just say, walking away from tonight's game, nice team performance, and I feel like over the next couple of weeks, hopefully there's, you know, obviously some more help for the Lakers. Let's hear from Lakers head coach Frank Vogel. A good win for the Lake Show. Final score 128-97. Here's coach on the win over the Warriors.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's what we've been preaching all year, to share the basketball, play for each other.
Hey, Frank, just want to ask you first about the ball movement. It seemed like there were a lot of extra passes up and down the roster. Was there anything you noticed about that as it evolved throughout the game?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's what we've been preaching all year, to share the basketball, play for each other. I thought in particular tonight, you know, when we got to the paint, we made better decisions than we've been doing the last few games. You know, but we've been sharing the ball like this for some time. We just haven't been knocking down shots from the perimeter, and I think you saw that tonight, you know, along with some other finishes at the rim.
Frank, the bench tonight was, you know, obviously very effective and efficient. In theory, you should be shorthanded given the guys that were out, but, you know, having Kuz and THT and Trez there, anything with that trio specifically that you saw?
Well, they all played great. You know, we sprinkled in a starter with the second unit, and, you know, we threw them off a little bit with the zone. Their second unit has been playing well, so we threw some zone at those guys, and we were able to go on a run in the second quarter. But Talen, Kuz, and Trez all had terrific nights, scoring the ball, making the right plays, extra passes, and our whole group defended at a high level.
It, just to focus on THT for a second, Frank, it seemed like there were, you know, a couple of weeks where he was a little down before the break, as you may expect. Is there anything that you've seen in his game or his mindset, you know, over the break that had him get a kind of a breakout performance like tonight?
You know, it's tough to say, and we're always on him just to make sure he's making great decisions in the paint. He's got a unique ability to get in the lane, and you know, he's figuring out the length of the NBA game. When to, you know, go for his finish. He's got great English on his spin shots at the rim. You know, but sometimes he forces in there. And, you know, we've been on him, just make sure he's making great decisions. Once he gets to the paint, he'll continue to live in the paint. And, you know, as you see with the 10 assists tonight, you saw he made great decisions.
Yeah, Frank, just following up on that. I mean, last year, obviously, Talen played and you sort of used his length defensively, and that was sort of the reason for a sub. Are you seeing more areas where you could trust him in a playoff series to play rotation minutes?
Oh, for sure. I mean, just the amount of minutes and, you know, I don't know, opportunity that he's gotten this year. He didn't have this under his belt last year. You know, he joined us in the bubble. Basically haven't played most of the season in the G League, and you know, had very little experience. So to throw him in there in a playoff series just showed the type of confidence I had in him. But it's a whole nother level now, of course, you know, with him basically being a rotation player all throughout this season.
Dan?
Hey, Frank, with Trez and in the way that he gets his offense or can get some of his offense, how much of that is just feel with other players and kind of him finding spaces and other players kind of getting used to where he's going to be? And have you seen any growth in that maybe over the last 10 games or so?
Yeah, well, it's just one of those things that, you know, players have to learn each other. There's relationships that have to be built and grown throughout the course of a season. And, you know, I think our guys are learning that, and, you know, they're growing in that regard. And then he's got a unique ability to, like you said, to find space in the paint. And he's a great finisher, and he's a great catcher, you know, of all types of, you know, pocket passes and extra passes that our guys are making to him. He catches everything, finishes everything. So, you know, you saw what he had, you know, in terms of his performance tonight, 11 for 14. You know, that's just indicative of what we're talking about.
Dave?
Frank, considering what some of your roster has gone through this year with injuries and alike, how important has Montrezl Harrell been for you guys, the consistency he's provided? And as you mentioned, it's all new to him, but still being able to produce as he learns what you guys are all about.
He's been invaluable. You know, he's been a big part of our success this season, especially with Anthony and Mark being out. We've leaned more heavily on him than we were earlier in the season. And, you know, it's been a good thing for him and for our guys to – like we talked about a minute ago, just get a feel for what his game is like, how to deliver the ball to him and take advantage of his skill set. You know, but he's been a consistent performer. He's a gamer. He's just, you can ride him for long stretches of the game without a rest. And, you know, it's been a, you know, just a positive, a real positive for us this season.
Bill?
Frank, what has Trez been like as a culture fit? And what do you think that would be like coming into a place where the culture is so incredibly established with what LeBron and AD do, and then he's coming from a place where culture was kind of their whole thing? How is that meshed, and did it maybe take some time?
I don't think it's taken time. I think he's been a great culture fit here, you know, for our group. And, you know, I don't know, I can't speak on what, you know, what his situation was like last year. But he's very well liked by our guys in the locker room. He cares. He's got a great high care factor for what we're working on. And, you know, he really commits to trying to get it right, you know, whatever it is, whether it's spacing or, you know, or defensive concepts or whatever. You know, I actually thought the last game that we played was one of his best growth games defensively for what we're asking him to do. You know, and I think this extended time with Anthony Mark out, you know, is really helping him in that regard.
All right, we've got time for two more. Jovan?
Hey, Frank, you guys had 68 points in the paint, which is the second most you've scored this season. And then you had the season high 36 assists. I'm curious what you thought of the passing, specifically some of the interior passing, where you guys had a lot of those dump offs for dunks and fouls and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, we want to be an extra pass team. And, you know, a lot of them, we talk about paint to greats and finding three-point shooters. And we did that at a pretty high level tonight, and we rewarded the great passing. But, you know, the dump offs in the paint, there were more tonight than typical, you know. And yeah, we just want to make great decisions. We want to get a high shot quality, you know, every time down the floor. And we did that tonight for sure. Shot 63% from the field overall.
Last question, Andy Kamenetsky.
Frank, McKinnon got some.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Early run in this game, which hasn't been typical for the season. When he's in, what are you specifically looking for?
Well, he's got to play in our system. You know, I mean, that's all we talked about all year is, you know, how to execute our offensive system, our defensive schemes, what our rules are. And, you know, that's what he's being asked to do when he gets in there is to provide defense. Perimeter shooting is not going to be a primary offensive option for us, like many of our guys are. You know, they play off of LeBron and AD when he's in there, and Dennis. And, you know, I think he's gotten a great feel without a lot of run for picking up what we're asking him to do.
All right, that's Lakers head coach Frank Vogel right there. Let's do a couple things when we come back. We'll take your phone calls, 877-710-ESPN. We'll read some of your tweets here on the Lakers' 128-97 win over the Warriors. Plus, we'll get a chance to hear from Kyle Kuzma. Stay right here. This is the Pizza Hut Lakers postgame show on 710 ESPN. 128-97, Lakers over the Golden State Warriors. Good win for the Lakers tonight. Very, very good win for the Lakers tonight. I was telling Michael in the pregame show that I thought this one might be a tough one. This one might be a battle. Last game the Lakers played against Golden State was a blowout here at Staples, so you thought, okay, Warriors get another shot 2 weeks later at Chase Center, that they would be much more engaged. No, not the case. Lakers blew them out again. So impressive all-around win for the Lakers. I don't like to pay too much attention to what the Warriors, what the standings are, where they're sitting. 20-19 coming off that win against the Jazz yesterday. This is a good win. This is a really, really good win for the Lakers. If you want to be a part of the Pizza Hut Lakers postgame show, 877-710-ESPN. You could tweet me at Alan Sliwa. I'll read some of those tweets here in just a second as far as everybody's thoughts on the game. But this is the main thing that I want to point out here real quick. You got to keep this thing rolling. You got the Minnesota Timberwolves coming up tomorrow, Charlotte after that, Atlanta after that. It's going to be so key for the Lakers to just take advantage of this opportunity, and the advantage obviously is some of these matchups that you should be winning. Next three are at home at Staples Center. Let me take a quick phone call here. 877-710-ESPN. Solomon in Lake Balboa. What's going on, Solomon? Thank you for calling in.
Hey, I'm good, Al. You know, I don't want to put any kind of doubt on the flames of tonight's win. I mean, the guys put up some points that was impressive, but I've had this burning question. And I want to get your response.
Sure.
Lakers are going to have to make a big decision here. Mm-hmm. There's one of two ways they can go. We all know they need a big. Are you going to go and just keep someone functional like a Damian Jones and hold on to your core players? Or are you going to go and try to hit the home run? Because you know if you're going to get Drummond or Hassan Whiteside or even Jared Allen, which of these four players do you want to say goodbye to? Kuzma, KCP, AC, or Harrell?
I appreciate you calling in, Solomon. Let me jump in here. Okay, obviously I cannot read what Palenka in the front office is going to do, but I wouldn't be too surprised if things are played out the way they were last year, where the Lakers held court. They didn't get rid of Kuzma, or they didn't get rid of THT, and they went in and brought in Markieff Morris because they felt like that's the type of player that they needed. I got a feeling Lakers will be patient. We'll see what happens here in the buyout market. Lakers are obviously an incredibly attractive destination. There's a lot of chances for teams like this to, or players like this to kind of resurrect their career and try and chase an NBA championship. So we'll see what ends up happening. I'll just say, walking away from tonight's game, nice team performance, and I feel like over the next couple of weeks, hopefully there's, you know, obviously some more help for the Lakers. Let's hear from Lakers head coach Frank Vogel. A good win for the Lake Show. Final score 128-97. Here's coach on the win over the Warriors.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's what we've been preaching all year, to share the basketball, play for each other.
Hey, Frank, just want to ask you first about the ball movement. It seemed like there were a lot of extra passes up and down the roster. Was there anything you noticed about that as it evolved throughout the game?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's what we've been preaching all year, to share the basketball, play for each other. I thought in particular tonight, you know, when we got to the paint, we made better decisions than we've been doing the last few games. You know, but we've been sharing the ball like this for some time. We just haven't been knocking down shots from the perimeter. And I think you saw that tonight, you know, along with some other finishes at the rim.
Frank, the bench tonight was, you know, obviously very effective and efficient. In theory, he should be shorthanded given the guys that were out, but, you know, having Kuz and THT and Trez there, anything with that trio specifically that you saw?
Well, they all played great. You know, we sprinkled in a starter with the second unit, and, you know, we threw them off a little bit with the zone. Their second unit has been playing well, so we threw some zone at those guys, and we're able to go on a run in the second quarter. But Talen, Kuz, and Trez all had terrific nights. Scoring the ball, making the right plays, extra passes, and our whole group defended at a high level.
It, just to focus on THT for a second, Frank, it seemed like there were, you know, a couple of weeks where he was a little down before the break, as you may expect. Is there anything that you've seen in his game or his mindset, you know, over the break that had him get a kind of a breakout performance like tonight?
You know, it's tough to say, and we're always on him just to make sure he's making great decisions in the paint. He's got a unique ability to get in the lane, and you know, he's figuring out the length of the NBA game, when to, you know, go for his finish. He's got great English on his spin shots at the rim, you know, but sometimes he forces in there, and you know, we've been on him just make sure he's making great decisions. Once he gets to the paint, he'll continue to live in the paint. And, you know, as you see with the 10 assists tonight, you saw he made great decisions.
Kyle? Yeah, Frank, just following up on that. Last year, obviously, Talen played, and you sort of used his length defensively, and that was sort of the reason for a sub. Are you seeing more areas where you could trust him in a playoff series to play rotation minutes?
Oh, for sure. I mean, just the amount of minutes and, you know, I don't know, opportunity that he's gotten this year. He didn't have this under his belt last year. You know, he joined us in the bubble, basically having played most of the season in the G League, and, you know, had very little experience. So to throw him in there in a playoff series just showed the type of confidence I had in him. But it's a whole nother level now, of course, you know, with him basically being a rotation player all throughout this season.
Dan?
Hey, Frank, with Trez and the way that he gets his offense or can get some of his offense, how much of that is just feel with other players and kind of him finding spaces and other players kind of getting used to where he's going to be? And have you seen any growth in that maybe over the last 10 games or so?
Yeah, well, it's just one of those things that, you know, players have to learn each other. There's relationships that have to be built and growing throughout the course of a season. And, you know, I think our guys are learning that, and, you know, they're growing in that regard. And then he's got a unique ability to, like you said, to find space in the paint. And he's a great finisher and he's a great catcher, you know, of all types of, you know, pocket passes and extra passes that our guys are making to him. He catches everything, finishes everything. So, you know, you saw what he had, you know, in terms of his performance tonight, 11 for 14. You know, that's just indicative of what we're talking about.
Dave?
Frank, considering what some of your roster has gone through this year with injuries and alike, how important has Montrezl Harrell been for you guys, the consistency he's provided? And as you mentioned, it's all new to him, but still being able to produce as he learns what you guys are all about.
He's been invaluable. You know, he's been a big part of our success this season, especially with Anthony and Mark being out. We've leaned more heavily on him than we were earlier in the season. And, you know, it's been a good thing for him and for our guys to, like we talked about a minute ago, just get a feel for what his game is like, how to deliver the ball to him and take advantage of his skill set. You know, but he's been a consistent performer. He's a gamer. He's just, you can ride him for long stretches of the game without a rest. And, you know, it's been a, you know, just a positive, a real positive for us this season.
Bill?
Frank, what has Trez been like as a culture fit? And what do you think that would be like coming into a place where the culture is so incredibly established with what LeBron and AD do? And then he's coming from a place where culture was kind of their whole thing. How is that meshed? And did it maybe take some time?
I don't think it's taken time. I think he's been a great culture fit here, you know, for our group. And, you know, I don't know, I can't speak on what, you know, what his situation was like last year. But he's very well liked by our guys in the locker room. He cares. He's got a great high care factor for what we're working on. And, you know, he really commits to trying to get it right, you know, whatever it is, whether it's spacing or, you know, or defensive concepts or whatever. You know, I actually thought the last game that we played was one of his best growth games defensively for what we're asking him to do. You know, and I think this extended time with Anthony Mark out, you know, is really helping him in that regard.
All right, we've got time for two more. Jovan.
Hey, Frank. You guys had 68 points in the paint, which is the second most you've scored this season, and then you had the season high 36 assists. I'm curious what you thought of the passing, specifically some of the interior passing, where you guys had a lot of those dump offs for dunks and fouls and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, we want to be an extra pass team, and you know, a lot of them, we talk about paint to greats and finding 3-point shooters. And we did that at a pretty high level tonight, and we rewarded the great passing. But, you know, the dump offs in the paint, there were more tonight than typical, you know. And, you know, we just want to make great decisions. We want to get a high shot quality, you know, every time down the floor. And we did that tonight for sure. We shot 63% from the field overall.
Last question, Andy Kamenetsky.
Frank, McKinnon got some early run in this game, which hasn't been typical for the season. When he's in, what are you specifically looking for?
Well, he's got to play in our system. You know, I mean, that's all we talked about all year is, you know, how to execute our offensive system, our defensive schemes, what our rules are. And, you know, that's what he's being asked to do when he gets in there is to provide defense. Perimeter shooting is not going to be a primary offensive option for us. Like many of our guys are, you know, they play off of LeBron and AD when he's in there, and Dennis. And, you know, I think he's gotten a great feel without a lot of run for picking up what we're asking him to do.
All right, that's Lakers head coach Frank Vogel right there. Let's do a couple things when we come back. We'll take your phone calls, 877-710-ESPN. We'll read some of your tweets here on the Lakers' 128-97 win over the Warriors. Plus, we'll get a chance to hear from Kyle Kuzma. Stay right here. This is the Pizza Hut Lakers postgame show on 710-ESPN.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
And here's a steal by Montrezl Harrell. Laker defense tonight's been excellent. He gets it ahead to THT. Alley-oop to Kuzma, who dunks it. Beautiful pass by Talen Horton-Tucker. And the Lakers up 95-74 by 21 points.
The defensive play of the game is brought to you by Adriana's Insurance. Win and save on your auto insurance, and only Adriana's Insurance can guarantee it. We give you more options, unique offers, and exclusive opportunities to get the coverage you need at the best price. Visit SaveWithAdrianas.com today. Adriana's Insurance. More options, no contracts, just savings. 128-97, the final score. You know, I sit here with the box score in front of me, and I don't know how I didn't catch this. 36 assists for the Los Angeles Lakers tonight. 36 assists. That's outstanding. Let me take a quick phone call here, and then I got a couple tweets that I want to read. Scooter in L.A. Scooter, appreciate you calling in. Go ahead, bud.
Hey, Alan, thanks for taking my call.
You got it, man.
Yeah, it was a good game. Good game tonight, man. One of the best games they played all year. You know, I guess that All-Star break did us some good. The only thing I say, they got to watch out on the turnovers. And why does LeBron be in the game when they're up by 25, 30 points, man, in the fourth quarter? You know, he's too stuck on the stats sometimes, man. He needs, you know, they play tomorrow, man. He needs to take a break, man, and get out the game. I know he's not going to do nothing crazy and risk getting injured, but you let him know, man. You know, he needs to, you know.
Yeah, Scooter, I don't disagree. I think, you know, John and Michael were talking about this during the broadcast, that, and I appreciate you calling in, that, you know, Lakers had a 20-plus lead or whatever the case is in the fourth quarter. Yeah, take him out. And I think there was a little chasing for that triple-double. He had 22, 11 assists and 10 rebounds, 8 of 13 from the field, had some unbelievable fadeaways that were just so casual. He was great tonight, but he played 30 minutes. If you could have shaved 5 minutes off of that, maybe play 25 and get him obviously ready for that game against the Minnesota Timberwolves, it would have been nice. I don't disagree with that. Let me read off here one quick tweet. At Squad Fury 10 says, Tress continues to be an offensive force. Massive impact on both sides of the ball and is consistently finding himself in high percentage shot situations with good movement and athleticism. Excellent find. He's been phenomenal. Can't argue that one. The more minutes he plays, it does seem like good things obviously happen. I think this is a good one as well. Ryan Schwartz on Twitter says, Trez is really starting to establish his role, and it's beautiful. Kuzma is finally starting to look like a strong offensive player again. THT continues to show how high his ceiling is. You know, I mentioned that the Talen-Horton-Tucker part, how smooth he is. Well, Kuzma in these last couple of games, don't forget, last game he had, I want to say 25 and 14. And then tonight follows it up with 17 points, 5 rebounds, 4 assists, 2 steals. Only took 11 shots and was 7 of 11 from the field. Kuz is trying to fill in as best as he can. Of course, he's not going to do it by himself. Some of these stats that Anthony Davis does on a night-in-night-out basis. Let's get Kuz's thoughts on the Lakers. A big win over the Golden State Warriors, 128-97.
All right. Hello, we are back.
All right. Thank you.
All right.
Mike Trudell.
Hey, Kuz, you spent a lot of time on the court tonight with THT and Montrez, and both of them had individual performances, right, plus the collective. Just wondered what you thought of their game and how that boosted your unit there.
You know, Trez was Trez, but, THT had a hell of a game tonight, doing everything, getting downhill, getting into the paint. You know, that's one thing that, you know, we've really been trying to talk to him. You know, I've been trying to talk to him about is, you know, once he gets in the paint, he's probably, you know, one of the, you know, two or three best players to penetrate in the paint. And he's so gifted to, you know, look weak side, look strong side and hit guys. And he did a great job with that tonight, you know, to having 10 assists and scoring as well. So,
we had you on the pregame show on Spectrum, and you were talking about how playmaking is kind of that one area where you still want to grow and improve with the rest of your game. And tonight you had a number of kind of nice setup passes on the interior. Was there anything that you were reading in the game that helped that along tonight?
I guess I just spoke it into existence. You know, it's funny, but no, I was just, you know, playing the game of basketball, you know, just trying to make the right reads every time somebody came to me. You know, somebody stepped up, hitting Trez a couple times, and just trying to make the right basketball play every time down and, you know, play winning basketball.
And since you had such a strong game and you won, can I ask you about the air ball technical free throw?
Yeah, San Francisco had a 3.5 magnitude earthquake and started rumbling. And I don't know, I got scared and just went over to the far left.
Dan?
Well, that was going to be my question, too, so that's not as fun. When a night like this, when the passing is so crisp, do you think that's contagious with a team?
Super contagious. You know, it's just a fun brand of basketball, and that's the type of basketball we have to play while AD's out. You know, I think that's, you know, one of the funner games we've had as a team this season, having, I don't know how many assists we had, maybe a plus 30 assists. And, you know, it's just fun. You know, everybody's touching the ball, everybody's moving, and you can't really guard it. You know, anytime you have that many assists, you're probably going to win the game.
Dave?
Kyle, what's AD like during these games on the sideline? And is it like a leadership role? And do you think, I don't know, does he get excited for your guys' success?
I think this is I think this timeout has been great for AD. This is, you know, in the year and a half I've been with him and playing with him, this is probably the most vocal and from a leadership standpoint he's been. And that's great to see. You know, anytime we have timeouts, he's always talking to guys. He's got his iPad, you know, looking over plays and showing us on the bench talking, and it's just great, you know, especially for him. I think that's the next step for him, especially when it gets back, is, you know, being that type of leader that's talking. And, you know, we respect him. You know, he's Anthony Davis, you know, and we know how great he is. And, you know, anytime he says something, we you know, we listen to it. So we need more of it.
Kyle?
Hey, Coos. You know, during, I think, that one winning streak when you guys were going to overtime a bunch of games and some of them were dragging out, it seemed like there were times maybe where you guys would kind of go through the motions or have some complacency. Do you think this stretch where you've had so many injuries and kind of had to focus a little more has shaken some of that out of you guys?
Yes and no. I think, you know, I think we're just all settled into a different type of brand of basketball. You know, it took a little bit, and then we had, you know, some COVID protocols that messed us up. And now that we got kind of everyone back, minus Mark and AD, I think we've all settled into a different type of brand of basketball that we're playing. And everybody's elevating their game within that system. So,
take two more. Tony DeVille.
Hey, what's up, Kyle? This season, you know, I've noticed that, you know, you've got like a different bounce going on. And I'm just wondering, do you look at this season as an opportunity for you to, or do you look at yourself as, you know, one of the leaders going forward, you know, aside from LeBron and AD, amongst the other guys? You've been here, you know, longer than the other guys on the team. You know, I'm just wondering if you are taking on that role and look at yourself as one of the leaders as well, especially with AD being down.
I just think as a team, and I think, you know, the best teams in the world, any sports, any sport, it's always player led clubs. And, you know, I think that, you know, everybody's a leader in their own right. Everybody has a voice, everybody has an opinion. And I think everyone, you know, should exercise that because it only helps the team. You know, if you're quiet, you know, players don't know what you're thinking. And, you know, for me, I'm just trying to be out there and, you know, just try to, you know, exhaust, you know, every element of the game, just to try to get better. And that's what I've done all year. And it just helped me out. It's helped me become a complete player. It's helping me, you know, be in the right spot more, talking and, you know, just, you know, helping guys out. You know, that's what I want to do.
Last question, Leonardo.
Hi, Kyle. It's Leonardo Torres from Peru. Congrats on the win. Kyle, about the team's identity, do you think you have found it in this season or not yet?
You talking about for our team or individually?
As a team.
Yes. Well, no, I don't really think so. I think we found a little bit of how we need to play right now. But I don't think we'll find our true identity until, you know, the playoffs, whenever that starts. You know, we get AD back, get Gasol back, and we play yet again another type of basketball, and you know, we put it all together. I think that's when we'll, you know, find our true identity. Obviously, you know, everything starts on the defensive end for us. You know, we're the number one defense in the league, and we take pride in that. But I think, you know, offensively, we have a few gears to level up on, and I think we'll find that, you know, towards playoffs.
All right, nice couple of nights for Kyle Kuzma. Great tonight, great in the last one against Indiana Pacers, Lakers now
2-0. I know it's just a short little span here, but 2-0 at least in the second half of the season. Another one coming up against the Minnesota Timberwolves tomorrow. We come back, read some of your tweets. I want to give my thoughts too. You know, there's a few games coming up here this week that I think the Lakers can really, really do some damage on. So let's take a look at the rest of the schedule. And if you want to be a part of the Pizza at Lakers postgame show, 877-710-ESPN. I'm Alan Sliwa. This is 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
And here's a steal by Montrezl Harrell. Laker defense tonight's been excellent. He gets it ahead to THT. Alley-oop to Kuzma, who dunks it. Beautiful pass by Talen Horton-Tucker. And the Lakers up 95-74 by 21 points.
The defensive play of the game is brought to you by Adriana's Insurance. Win and save on your auto insurance, and only Adriana's Insurance can guarantee it. We give you more options, unique offers, and exclusive opportunities to get the coverage you need at the best price. Visit SaveWithAdrianas.com today. Adriana's Insurance. More options, no contracts, just savings. 128-97, the final score. You know, I sit here with the box score in front of me, and I don't know how I didn't catch this. 36 assists for the Los Angeles Lakers tonight. 36 assists. That's outstanding. Let me take a quick phone call here, and then I got a couple tweets that I want to read. Scooter in L.A. Scooter, appreciate you calling in. Go ahead, bud.
Hey, Alan, thanks for taking my call.
You got it, man.
Yeah, it was a good game. Good game tonight, man. One of the best games they played all year. You know, I guess that All-Star break did us some good. The only thing I say, they got to watch out on the turnovers. And why does LeBron be in the game when they're up by 25, 30 points, man, in the fourth quarter? You know, he's too stuck on the stats sometimes, man. He needs, you know, they play tomorrow, man. He needs to take a break, man, and get out the game. I know he's not going to do something crazy and risk getting injured, but you let him know, man. You know, he needs to, you know.
Yeah, Scooter, I don't disagree. I think, you know, John and Michael were talking about this during the broadcast, that, and I appreciate you calling in, that, you know, Lakers had a 20-plus lead or whatever the case is in the fourth quarter. Yeah, take him out. And I think there was a little chasing for that triple-double. He had 22, 11 assists, and 10 rebounds, 8 of 13 from the field, had some unbelievable fadeaways that were just so casual. He was great tonight, but he played 30 minutes. If you could have shaved 5 minutes off of that, maybe play 25 and get him obviously ready for that game against the Minnesota Timberwolves, it would have been nice. I don't disagree with that. Let me read off here one quick tweet. At Squad Fury 10 says, Tress continues to be an offensive force. Massive impact on both sides of the ball and is consistently finding himself in high-percentage shot situations with good movement and athleticism. Excellent find. He's been phenomenal. Can't argue that one. The more minutes he plays, it does seem like good things obviously happen. I think this is a good one as well. Ryan Schwartz on Twitter says, Trez is really starting to establish his role, and it's beautiful. Kuzma is finally starting to look like a strong offensive player again. THT continues to show how high his ceiling is. You know, I mentioned that the Talen Horton-Tucker part, how smooth he is. Well, Kuzma in these last couple of games, don't forget, last game he had, I want to say 25 and 14. And then tonight follows it up with 17 points, 5 rebounds, 4 assists, 2 steals. Only took 11 shots and was 7 of 11 from the field. Kuz is trying to fill in as best as he can. Of course, he's not going to do it by himself. Some of these stats that Anthony Davis does on a night-in-night-out basis. Let's get Kuz's thoughts on the Lakers. Big win over the Golden State Warriors, 128-97.
All right. Hello, we are back.
All right. Thank you.
All right.
Mike Trudell.
Hey, Kuz, you spent a lot of time on the court tonight with THT and Montrez, and both of them had individual performances, right, plus the collective. Just wondered what you thought of their game and how that boosted your unit there.
You know, Trez was Trez, but, THT had a hell of a game tonight, doing everything, getting downhill, getting into the paint. You know, that's one thing that, you know, we've really been trying to talk to him. You know, I've been trying to talk to him about is, you know, once he gets in the paint, it's probably, you know, one of the you know, two or three best players to penetrate in the paint. And he's so gifted to, you know, look weak side, look strong side and hit guys. And he did a great job with that tonight, you know, to have a 10 assists and scoring as well. So
we had you on the pregame show on Spectrum and you were talking about how playmaking is kind of that one area where you still want to grow and improve with the rest of your game. And tonight you had a number of kind of nice setup passes on the interior. Was there anything that you were reading in the game that helped that along tonight?
I guess I just spoke it into existence. You know, it's funny, but no, I was just, you know, playing the game of basketball, you know, just trying to make the right reads every time somebody came to me. You know, somebody stepped up, hitting Trez a couple times, and I'm just trying to make the right basketball play every time down and, you know, play winning basketball.
And since you had such a strong game and you won, can I ask you about the air ball tactical free throw?
Yeah, San Francisco had a 3.5 magnitude earthquake and started rumbling. And I don't know, I got scared and just went over to the far left.
Dan?
Well, that was going to be my question, too, so that's not as fun. When a night like this, when the passing is so crisp, do you think that's contagious with a team?
Super contagious. You know, it's just a fun brand of basketball, and that's the type of basketball we have to play while AD's out. You know, I think that's, you know, one of the funner games we've had as a team this season, having, I don't know how many assists we had, maybe a plus 30 assists. And, you know, it's just fun. You know, everybody's touching the ball, everybody's moving, and you can't really guard it. You know, anytime you have that many assists, you're probably going to win the game.
Dave? Kyle, what's AD like during these games on the sideline? And is it like a leadership role? And do you think, I don't know, does he get excited for your guys' success?
I think this is I think this timeout has been great for AD. This is, you know, in the year and a half I've been with him and playing with him, this is probably the most vocal and from a leadership standpoint he's been. And it's great to see. You know, anytime we have timeouts, he's always talking to guys. He's got his iPad, you know, looking over plays and showing us on the bench talking, and it's just great, you know, especially for him. I think that's the next step for him, especially when it gets back, is, you know, being that type of leader that's talking. And, you know, we respect him. You know, he's Anthony Davis, you know, and we know how great he is. And, you know, anytime he says something, we you know, we listen to it. So we need more of it.
Kyle?
Hey, Coach. You know, during, I think, that one winning streak when you guys were going to overtime a bunch of games and some of them were dragging out, it seemed like there were times maybe where you guys would kind of go through the motions or have some complacency. Do you think this stretch where you've had so many injuries and kind of had to focus a little more has shaken some of that out of you guys?
Yes and no. I think, you know, I think we're just all settled into a different type of brand of basketball. You know, it took a little bit, and then we had, you know, some COVID protocols that messed us up. And now that we got kind of everyone back, minus Mark and AD, I think we've all settled into a different type of brand of basketball that we're playing. And everybody's elevating their game within that system. So,
two more, Tony DeVille.
Hey, what's up, Kyle? This season, you know, I've noticed that, you know, it's got like a different bounce going on. And I'm just wondering, do you look at this season as an opportunity for you to, or do you look at yourself as, you know, one of the leaders going forward, you know, aside from LeBron and AD, amongst the other guys? You've been here, you know, longer than the other guys on the team. You know, I'm just wondering if you are taking on that role and look at yourself as one of the leaders as well, especially with AD being down.
I just think as a team, and I think, you know, the best teams in the world, any sport, it's always player led clubs. And, you know, I think that, you know, everybody's a leader in their own right. Everybody has a voice, everybody has an opinion. And I think everyone, you know, should exercise that because it only helps the team. You know, if you're quiet, you know, players don't know what you're thinking, and
You know, for me, I'm just trying to be out there and, you know, just try to, you know, exhaust, you know, every element of the game, just to try to get better. And that's what I've done all year. And it just helped me out. It's helped me become a complete player. It's helping me, you know, be in the right spot, more talking and, you know, just, you know, helping guys out. You know, that's what I want to do.
Last question, Leonardo.
Hi, Kyle. It's Leonardo Torres from Peru. Congrats on the win. Kyle, about the team's identity, do you think you have found it in this season or not yet?
Are you talking about for our team or individually?
As a team.
Yes. Well, no, I don't really think so. I think we found a little bit of how we need to play right now. But I don't think we'll find our true identity until, the playoffs, whenever that starts. You know, we get AD back, get Gasol back, and we play yet again another type of basketball, and you know, we put it all together. I think that's when we'll, you know, find our true identity. Obviously, you know, everything starts on the defensive end for us. You know, we're the number one defense in the league, and we take pride in that. But I think, you know, offensively, we have a few gears to level up on. And I think we'll find that, you know, towards playoffs.
All right, nice couple of nights for Kyle Kuzma. Great tonight. Great in the last one against Indiana Pacers. Lakers now 2-0. I know it's just a short little span here, but 2-0 at least in the second half of the season. Another one coming up against the Minnesota Timberwolves tomorrow. We come back, read some of your tweets. I want to give my thoughts too. You know, there's a few games coming up here this week that I think the Lakers can really, really do some damage on. So let's take a look at the rest of the schedule. And if you want to be a part of the Pizza at Lakers postgame show, 877-710-ESPN. I'm Alan Sliwa. This is 710 ESPN.